following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
Hey, everyone. It's New Life Live. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Perez. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call us. We're going to be in the studio for 2 hours today, so grab an open line. The sooner you call in, the better of a chance you'll get on. We've got licensed professional clinical counselor Becky Brown with us today. You with us there, Becky?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. And Mark Cameron's here, too. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist, author of a book called Understanding Your Attachment Style, which is available in the newlife.com store. But Becky, how'd you like to start us off today?
I would love to start talking about June being Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Now, since I'm the only female on the show today, I guess I have some expertise in talking about men's mental health. Just kidding. I mean, you guys probably know this. There are a lot of myths surrounding men's mental health, such as mental health is not a man's issue. But the truth is, every person, every human on the planet has mental health issues. Now, we go in phases. It's not always, you know, doom and gloom. But everybody, you know, because we're thinking and feeling and emotional creatures created by God to experience life fully. And that doesn't mean that men don't have feelings. They do. Other myths that we talk about is real men need to tough it out. You know, pull up by your bootstraps, don't let it bother you kind of mentality. And the truth is that asking for help can actually be the best bootstrap you pull on. I mean, you know, it's interesting because we hear from men on the show all the time who call in with all kinds of issues that are troubling them, but that is the minority. We don't have a lot of cultural cues that say whether you're male or female, it's okay to ask for help. And the final myth that I'm just going to talk about today is that men don't struggle with depression or anxiety. Now, we know that that's a myth, but the truth is sometimes depression and anxiety can look like anger. This is true for men and women, but a lot of times men deal with anger issues and don't realize that it could be there's an underlying issue that is driving that. And, you know, we talk about this a lot at Every Man's Battle where, you know, it's not the pornography or the acting out that is the main issue. It's what's driving that behavior, what's driving the escape, the self-medicating. We see you guys. Now, I know that so many times when we think about men and women's issues that we are so unique, but God created us all with a soul and a spirit and our bodies. And the challenges in men's mental health is that there are a lot of myths that keep them from asking for help. And I think about my own father, who is with Jesus now, but later in his life, you know, he grew up, he was born in 33. So, I mean, you know, back then you did literally just struggle through. But towards the end of his life, he would ask me things like, you know, why do I feel this way? Or where did this come from? Now, I wasn't his personal counselor, but you know what I mean? It was very big steps for somebody who had been raised to not talk about what bothers them. Now, Brian and Mark, you're a therapist, so you know about what I'm talking about. And Brian, you're learning it all along the way. But what would you say to any male that is out there listening to me right now in honor of their own mental health journey? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right, Becky. There's that unwritten code in society that men should be stronger and not seek help, or it seemed like you're weak if you seek help. But the homes that we grow up in actually can have a really big emphasis on whether we know how to understand and explore our emotions if they were welcomed by our parents. And you're right. There's often an overemphasis on male-female differences, but we all struggle, and we all need help. We all need people in our lives, and so I encourage men listening out there is to seek help, and if you want to give us a call, we're here to help you today.
Yep, that's what I would advise. 1-800-229-3000.
Hello, everybody. It's Becky Brown. If you want to be part of what God is doing through New Life, we have a matching gift campaign going on right now. We had a group of donors. They believe in the ministry of New Life. They see how our world needs truth, compassion, needs grace, and it needs some clinical expertise. And so we started with a seed of $250,000, and we have just been blessed with another additional $50,000 towards the seed. So the match is now at $300,000. So that means every dollar that you give will be doubled up to that amount, and it will make a difference in the lives of so many people. It helps New Life continue to do the work that we've done for close to 40 years. I want to encourage you, if you want to be part of the match, you can go to newlife.com/match, or you can text the word match to 28950 or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Your gift will be doubled and will make such a difference in the lives of so many people.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Right to the phones. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call us. And by the way, we have a new episode of our Every Man's Battle podcast. It's available on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, also on the New Life app. And on this episode, JJ and Doug answer two deeply honest questions that were submitted by listeners. You can find out what those questions are and Doug and JJ's responses when you watch that episode of the Everyman's Battle podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go to the phones now, beginning with Rita in Irvine, who is listening to us on newlife.com, Irvine, California. Welcome, Rita, to New Life Live.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. So nice to hear from you. How can we help you?
Well, I am thinking, well, as and also a friend was telling me, that my husband might be a narcissistic. I just want to call you to find out for sure and then maybe a solution.
Okay. Becky, we'll start with you.
Well, of course, I want to ask what is going on in your relationship, Rita, and what do you understand about narcissism?
Well, what I understand about narcissism, it might be that person is very, very selfish and like not social with people, and that is about it. What happened to my husband is ever since we got married, he hardly ever want to do things, and I feel like a phone call coming in, it's like a bothering to him. And so not much interaction with outsiders, even with me as well. He just likes to be left alone. And that is, that's one side. The other side is he also holders. He likes to shop for cheap things and then put them in the house.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, we live in Irvine. Space is very limited. So then I would be like, get rid of them, and then okay. that would become a lot of chaotic in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And also, okay. You know, he doesn't do much with the kids. Now that the kids already in the teens, and then there's a lot of things that come up from the kids that I feel that I try to shelter them, but I think there's a lot of effect on the younger one.
So Rita, that gives us a good picture. You know, a lot of times, because we have exposure to a lot of information, we may kind of hear a diagnostic term such as narcissist or narcissism and think that that may be what we're dealing with. What you described, and Mark, you can give your two cents on this. It described to me a man who's suffering with depression and anxiety. You describe things like the withdrawal that he has from you and from the family, even the hoarding issues that you described can also be, part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with when you're talking about somebody who has narcissistic traits, they usually mm-hmm. are, it's all about them, and that the whole house has to rotate around their wants, their desires, their ideas, and you are less than. Mm-hmm. And I can see where maybe somebody would misconstrue the two only because the attention about keeping the house calm and keeping it, you know, where he's not getting upset. I could see where maybe your friend might have thought that. But I think your husband may be struggling with, you know, some depression features, just the way that you described that. But, Mark, what did you hear?
Yeah, I heard something similar, Becky. Rita, my question for you is, has this been going on since you've known your husband? Or is this something new or recent?
It has been basically all of our lives together, except when we were still dating. Of course, he is so pleasant. But even in the honeymoon, I already felt something. And then since the first day of marriage, he already hiding himself.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been married?
It's probably like more than about 20 years.
20 years. Yeah, so this sounds like something that's more deeply ingrained. And I agree with Becky, he could be suffering from some depression, definitely some anxiety here. I mean, hoarding is a type of OCD behavior, and that's anxiety-based, and what I'm hearing too when he's withdrawing and he doesn't want to do things. Maybe there's some social anxiety there going on. It's possible that he's also introverted too, but it doesn't necessarily mean that introverts don't like to be around people. It just means that they start to lose energy in crowds and they gain energy back by being by themselves. So I agree. I don't think I haven't heard anything that suggests that he's narcissistic. Now, I don't want to throw another diagnosis out there into the mix, but I just want to get you thinking about things, because if this has been going on for a long time, there's obviously something that is going on here that is a little bit atypical. And sometimes people who are on the autism spectrum, they're high functioning, but they can have a lot of social anxiety appear a little bit socially awkward and oftentimes sometimes without empathy, because they're not really doing a good job picking up on or understanding other people's emotional states, and so they don't pick up on them well. And so when somebody expresses something emotional or hurtful to them, they may not respond in a way that is typical for a person to do. And so I could see if that is happening, where someone may then attribute that to, like, oh, that person's selfish, or they don't really care, and maybe they're narcissistic here. But I think it sounds like there's more going on here. Have you ever sought any type of help or therapy together?
Right. We've been through a lot of counseling. However, I see that it doesn't go deep enough for it to get resolved, because I don't think he open truly to what he's hurt. I don't know. I don't think it goes deeper, because all the things that he was given to do, when he comes home, he doesn't do it. So then we finally got fired by these counselors. Mm-hmm. Several times.
Rita, you are talking with Mark Cameron, who is expert at understanding those kind of challenges. And I'm thinking, Mark, as you know, Rita has been with him for so long, and this has kind of been a pathway. And I'm wondering, you know, when you think about, Rita, those counseling sessions where it doesn't work out, have you ever gotten to, you know, what is his story? Like, do you know about his background?
Yeah, I know his story.
Okay.
He has been, you know, whenever sometimes we, you know, like his son now is already a teenager, sometimes would talk to him. And he would say that he never had a father who tell him who teach him things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, that's, you know, one of the things that I was talking about in the beginning. So he's suffering in silence, but then you get into a marriage and a family where there's all kinds of people, all kinds of feelings, and he was used to being, you know, kind of left alone. And so
left alone.
Right. And so now, and especially with teenagers in the house, that can be a lot. But, you know, I think that if you would get connect, and we can connect you with a therapist who understands attachment, I don't know, Mark, would you agree with me on that one?
No, I 100% agree with you, because regardless of mental health diagnosis, our family homes shape us for relationships and connection. And, you know, depending upon what was explored in with our emotional states growing up and what was allowed to be expressed, that gets imprinted upon us. And, you know, we're in our family homes for almost two decades, and so we get shaped and conditioned to a certain way of what is a lot of times subconsciously allowed in relationships and how we go about getting our needs met. And then we just carry that on when we get into adulthood. So I would get into as Becky's suggesting here, let's put you in touch with a therapist who's familiar with attachment work, help you guys understand one another's story so that you can have empathy, because you have a story too, Rita. You have expectations for relationships that's been shaped by your family growing up. So understanding one another's story is really key to building empathy. And then when we don't learn those skills growing up, we have to relearn them in adulthood. And so getting a good couples therapist is also having someone as much explore your story, but also to coach you through certain conversations. And then that's where I think some of these other diagnoses can be identified when a therapist is watching you do these things and seeing where maybe there's other areas of struggle happening.
Rita, thanks for calling. Go ahead, Becky.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I just want to emphasize what you're talking about though, Mark, because Rita, you've got a valid criticism or complaint. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. But when she said that she was going to counseling and then the counselor fired them, it's because if we're only looking at what the tip of the iceberg, we're ignoring where the core parts of their relationship are coming together. And, you know, if you're a couple and you heard what Rita just called about and you're struggling with, you know, we just can't figure this out, don't be quick to throw on some sort of diagnosis, because then you're going to start, you know, wrapping around that. Let's get to the core. What happened? What brought us together? What is the dynamic? And, of course, I would say get Mark's book.
Yep. Yeah, and it's not to put anyone down, but everybody has limitations, right. And every counselor has a certain approach, and sometimes counselors get stuck, and they don't know what to do. And so then they may, quote-unquote, fire you, because it's really them who's stuck and not you who's not doing the work.
Mm. Rita, thanks for calling us today at New Life Live. Yeah, Mark's book is a good one, Understanding Your Attachment Style. We've also got the How We Love book that's available. And stay on hold. We're going to connect you with someone in your area who will be able to help you and your husband. Thank you so much for calling. 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for 2 hours today. Let's take another call. John, we'll get to you after we speak with Ruth in Pittsburgh, listening on newlife.com. Welcome, Ruth, to New Life Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. How can we help you?
So my question is, without giving you any background, is how can I approach my daughter after 30 years of finding out some horrific news that happened to her when she was a young child?
What happened to your daughter?
Yeah.
So when she was about 7 or 8, her father took her into a crack house where they drugged her and passed her around.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
How did you find this out, Ruth?
Yep. So it was actually somebody that my daughter told this to just recently, told me 10 days ago, and asked that I don't, you know, get her involved in it. I understand that. So that's how I found out about it. So and I knew there was something. I knew there was something. I have tried to get my daughter mental health help ever since she was probably like 8 or 9 years old. I knew something happened. And she has kept this as a secret outside of, you know, speaking out to this third person, for all these years.
Mm-hmm. How? So your daughter told the third person?
Yes.
Okay. So
and the third person told you.
Ruth, Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she actually held on to it. She actually held on to it for over a year before she said something to me.
So now you're just wondering, what do you do with this information?
This is a huge piece of the puzzle that I have been trying to figure out for all these years.
Yeah.
And I knew it was something. I had no idea it was so...
Go ahead, Becky.
So, Ruth, just before we go to the break, you were told by this person to not share it, right?
Share it. My daughter... Now, this third person did not say that my daughter did not ask them not to share it, but but the third person asked that I do not tell her where I heard it.
Got it.
So I just don't know how to approach my daughter, and I feel like this is huge. This needs to be approached.
Yeah.
I feel like calling her father and really giving him a piece of my mind, but I don't want to do anything until I know.
Yeah.
To talk to my daughter.
Well, Ruth, we're glad that you called us before you called him. We will definitely give you some advice when we come back from the break here on New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is the number for you to call. Please keep Ruth's daughters in your prayers.
90% of Christians have trouble with sex, have trouble with marriage, have trouble with communicating, because we were not ever taught practical basic things about intimacy, about marriage, about sex. We did a huge disservice to ourselves.
When you come to intimacy in marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
They taught us a ton of skills about connecting, about how to really help each other to feel seen and heard.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend is July 24th through the 26th in Washington, D.C. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I think if everyone came earlier rather than later, they could save themselves years of misery and misunderstanding.
Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And let's go back to Ruth in Pittsburgh. Are you still with us, Ruth?
I am.
All right. Thanks for holding through the break. So, Becky, what did you want to ask Ruth?
Well, I have all kinds of things, but here, Ruth, sometimes when we hear big news like this, I mean, I can hear it in your voice. You have received a revelation that has, it confirms what you've struggled with. It confirms with, trying to understand your daughter. And I'm wondering how that impacts you as a mom. I don't know, how old did you say she is now?
I didn't say, but this was about 30 years ago. She's been holding on to this for 30 years.
Okay, and do you, without this story, do you have a connection with her? Like, do you guys talk regularly? Is it combative?
I have to tell you, she lives with me, with her children. And we have such a rocky relationship. She blames me for not protecting her, as you know, for so many different things. And I tried to get her to talk about it, and she won't. Mm. And I will, and I will take the blame. And now I really have to take the blame. Mm. But at the same time,
Yeah, but Ruth, here's the thing. I'm glad you just said that.
I'm not making excuses for myself.
I know that, and I'm not hearing it, but this is, I'm just glad that you said that, because here's the thing. The dynamic of living with your daughter, even if she had the perfect background, you still are going to have some challenges, just because if it's not one thing, it's your mother. So that's there. The other thing is, I don't want you to go into trying to fix what you recognize as, you know, maybe I didn't do the right thing. As moms, we have that guilt automatically, but this is a pretty, this is traumatic. This isn't pretty traumatic. This is overwhelming. And you have known for so long that something, you couldn't get to the thing, whatever the thing was. And now you know. And what I would say is, for your next step, you need to process this with a therapist so that you can work through this, so that you become a safe and regulated mom, even in the midst of having her and the grandchildren together. Going after the dad isn't going to help anything, because it's 30 years ago. I mean, like, you could prosecute. I mean, we could go that route if you want. But there's so many things that we need to be working on for a safe relationship between you and your daughter right now, because you will become more of a support than somebody that she's trying to push away while she needs you at the same time.
Mark?
Yeah. This is really big news here, Ruth. You know, I agree with Becky. I think you need to get some help and direction in the way that you approach this. It's going to be very key how you do that, because this is big news for you. So you're feeling a lot of emotions around it, but your daughter is obviously hesitant to bring it up and talk about it. And so she's going to need to feel safe, and she's going to maybe need to feel contained too, depending upon if she's just not talking about this, because there's a lot behind those floodgates here. And so you need to be as regulated as possible to be able to be that safe person for her. At the same time, you may have to break this other person's confidence. You know, even, you know, aside from being in my therapist's role, and sometimes even in my role, there's, you know, as therapists, there are certain confidences that we have to break when we find out about specific things like child abuse. But when somebody says to me, can I tell you something and don't tell anyone else? Well, I really need to know what that thing is. I can't promise that before somebody tells me that. And then if afterwards they tell me something, again, it depends upon what it is. Now, this is something that also indirectly impacted you. It was a betrayal by your husband, and that affected your relationship and your connection with your daughter. So even though you weren't able to protect her back then, and it makes sense if she says to you that you never protected her and now all of these pieces of the puzzle coming together, you can learn how to protect her now. And there are things, like Becky is saying, there are ways that this can be brought into the light. But yes, you are her mom, but she's now an adult. So you need to get her permission in the way that you bring this up to other people. And so you really need to partner with her and discuss this with her if you're going to bring this up to authorities or bring this up to her dad. So I would start with Becky's suggestion, get in with a counselor and figure out a game plan of what is the best way to talk with your daughter about this. And you may need to process this information first right now, too, with that counselor, so that you don't go in so hot. I would start there. I know for you, you're just realizing this right now, but it has been 30 years. So you can wait probably another 30 days at least before bringing this up to her. And that gives you kind of that cool down period and that time to be able to process through this and gather your thoughts.
Yeah, Becky.
It's such an important thing for people who have been victimized to be safe with the people who are closest to them and who are their helpers. And so, yes, I so understand where you're coming from, where you have this, we got to fix this, and I'm going to go after the dad. And there may be time to do that, but right now, I want you to be able to be supported, and a good counselor will give you good direction on next steps, especially since you guys are living together. We want to have a better future for this daughter of yours and her kids.
Yeah, Ruth, man, our hearts go out to you with this news that you just got. So if everybody watching and listening can pray for Ruth and her daughter and the kids And if you recently got some big news like this or something similar and you're wondering what to do next, you can call us here at New Life Live. We're going to be in the studio for the rest of this hour and all of next. 1-800-229-3000 is our number. If you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, you can call in too. We've got the number there on the bottom of your screen. It's 800-229-3000.
I went to Every Man's Battle in 2012. My sexual integrity was not what it should have been. I sought out affairs, whether physical or emotional. Until I came to Every Man's Battle, I didn't understand that would never fill that void.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, affairs, pornography.
The shame and guilt was overwhelming.
For over 20 years, New Life Ministries has been helping men regain their integrity through their one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive.
You will discover what the true root of your pain is, and you will discover how to overcome.
You don't have to struggle any longer. Get help in Washington, D.C., July 10th through the 12th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Use the discount code NLL to save $50.
Every man's battle saved my life.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're in the middle of a matching gift challenge right now here at New Life. I shouldn't even say in the middle of because we're almost at the match, aren't we, Becky?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm so excited to say that we are just $70,000 away from meeting the match. Would you participate? If you haven't already, just you can go to newlife.com and you can click on donate, or you can text the word match to 28950. I know, Brian, I'm stealing your thunder, but I'm so excited about how people have responded to God asking them to participate in helping people hear New Life, experience a New Life, and you can be part of that too.
Yep, you can go to newlife.com/match or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or text the word match to 28950. And yeah, we're just $70,000 away from that. So that is reachable maybe by the end of the day or the end of the week. We'll
see.
Isn't
that great?
Yes, it is. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to reach us in the studio for the rest of this hour and all of next. And let's go to Dallas, Texas, speak with John, who listens to us on the iHeart app. Thank you, John, for calling into New Life Live at 1-800-229-3000.
You bet, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to reach out and just kind of get some different ideas or perspectives, I guess. I have a stepson that I've known since he was like one and a half, and he's in his 30s now, early 30s, and him and his girlfriend pretty much abandoned the family, I don't know, a while back, and they used to live about 10 minutes away from us, and now they're living in Spokane, Washington without really any reason behind it, and they don't talk to anybody in the family anymore at all. And there's more to it kind of than that, but I'm just trying to get some different ideas. What your thoughts are, and I don't know where to go with it. It's pretty much never imagined that in my entire life that
Right.
I think that would happen. In,
what's up in Spokane? Is there like a job opportunity, or is that where her family is?
No, I don't know anything about that with her family. Maybe for him, but the situation was once upon a time, a couple of years back, they had planned on coming over for Christmas, talked to us. My wife got his girlfriend something she wanted, but they never showed up, never called, never nothing. The only thing I could think of is we had a couple, we never had any run-ins with each other. There'd never been any animosity. My son has always been real clear-headed, very smart guy, very rational about everything. Never had any problems talking to one another at all. Never, just, there's never been anything obvious.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they ended up doing what they did. And I'm, like I said, I'm just kind of not sure where to go with it exactly. And, okay.
Well, John,
you know,
John, did they say anything? Yes. Like, you're saying that they just disappeared and somehow you found out that they're in Spokane? Or what was the communication connection there?
Yeah. Well, we found out because his mom looked for him and basically found him through, basically through her information. That's how we found them.
Okay, so then my next question... Wait, John, my next question is, are they safe?
Yes, to my knowledge. I actually set up a wellness check with the police department out there. And I had done that a while back, probably, I don't know, a couple months ago or so. And the first attempt, nothing came of it, basically, and they just seemed a little odd or whatever. But then the next attempt... they were there, and the officer said, I really can't disclose much to you about anything, but he was there. I said, well, how do you know this is my son to begin with? I said, you know, I told him, kind of described to him. I said, did you get any information, any license? No, sir, I didn't have to. Or, you know, and I said, okay, well, how do you know that? He goes, trust me. He goes, I know this is your son. He goes, and I described him, you know, he said, yeah, that's him.
Okay.
And I said, and he goes, one other thing I'll disclose to you. When I told him that you were looking for him, he broke down crying.
Hmm.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
And I don't understand that. And the only thing I can tell you briefly is that for many years growing up, their mom had, in our relationship, has always sort of been kind of, she's here, but she's kind of been semi-checked out in their own life and their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been the one to do most everything. I still love her, and we're working.
Go ahead, Becky.
Yeah, John, I got one more question about that. Okay, so did the police, or do you have an address where they were located?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And have you sent them anything? Sure, have you thought about going to visit?
No, I don't really know. I think this is possibly politically motivated.
Well, it could be, but here's the thing. The reason why I'm asking all these questions, John, is because I've heard from other families where a family member will just completely cut them off without, like, without warning, without explanation, without any response to any correspondence or phone calls or anything like that. When you said that your son's response, that, you know, reported by the police that he was in tears, you know, to me, without having a direct command from the family, you know, direct from your stepson to say, don't talk to me, don't call me, because we have some of those questions from time to time, I think, you know, you just keep the door open. And either, I mean, I would even be so bold as get in the car and go, but, you know, that's just me. But it doesn't matter what the reason is, because this is the problem that we're having in the relationship, is that, you know, you're both kind of isolating. I don't know what his motivation is, but neither do you. And to be able to stay connected until he says no, I think is a very important thing. But I will defer to Mark. You look deep in thought there, Mark. What do you got?
No, I agree with you, Becky. I think if my daughter or my son up and left and I didn't hear from them and there was no obvious apparent reason, I would be concerned. And if I found out where they were, I would go there just to see, are they physically okay? Did something happen? Are they being threatened in some way? But I hear you, John, to say that they moved away for no reason. But people just don't move away for no reason, and they don't just move to, they just don't pick a spot to live in. And so there is a reason behind. You just don't know what that is yet. Do they have this? Are there siblings? Do you have other kids? Do they have friends? Oh, yeah. Are you in touch with the girlfriend's family?
Oh yeah. So let me add a little more to it. I do know pretty much one of the reasons they moved was because he struggled with work here, mm-hmm. but then he went there. They went there. Now, here's the other kicker, too. He left behind an 11-year-old son that he mm-hmm. was very, very closely connected to, and his ex, they called and said, hey, we're moving. Would you want to move there with us? She said, I'm not going to just pick up my life and go like that. And after they moved, he completely, like, cut off contact with even his son, and his son don't even hear from him no more. And but they do have another kid between them, and this, from what I understand, the child might be autistic, mm-hmm. which, you know, that can be a gigantic handful to anybody. But anyways, yeah, well, I honestly kind of,
yeah, I mean, that John is strange that he would leave behind his son and also invite the mother and the wife. Oh, not sorry, the mother and the son to move over there. So obviously he cares about them and wants to be connected to them, but for some reason he's completely separated. And so maybe you do what Becky says, and I think you either write a letter, or You might, if you have the address, you might go there and find out what is happening until you get that, no, leave us alone. But I would also explore, you know, if there's other siblings involved, if there's friends, if you know anyone in her family, I would ask these questions too, because it sounds like it's just very odd. Right. They just left for no apparent reason. Right. I think do some due diligence and try and find out what that reason is.
Yeah, Becky.
Well, and I'm also thinking, too, Mark, just what you just said. John, your family, everybody who loves your stepson needs to be in the same room and have a conversation so that you all know what's happening, because he's got a son that needs that story. You need the story. And we want them to do well wherever they are. And we may not be part of their journey, but this questioning is it's concerning for everybody, and we need to finish that story and to stay connected where we can.
All right, John, thanks for calling us today here on New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call us today. Alexis, we will speak with you after we come back from the break, and we want to talk to more people as well. That's why we're going to be in the studio for another hour. 1-800-229-3000.
Hello, it's Becky Brown. I am so excited to launch our 99 for the One partner initiative. Every day we hear from people all over the world who are looking for hope. They've been lost in a relationship struggle, addiction, anxiety, depression, all kinds of ways. And it reminds us of the story in Luke 15, where the shepherd that leaves the 99 to go rescue the one. And you know, we've seen God work in the lives of so many people over the years here at New Life, and we want to invite you to be part of what God is doing. 99 for the One is our partner program that you can give to the ministry on a monthly basis to make sure that we continue to reach out to the lost.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, or newlife.com/99-41.
There's a place where real healing begins, where truth meets grace, and where transformation starts. New Life Recovery Groups offers a Christ-centered, supportive community for growth, healing, and restoration. Built on a proven 12-step foundation and grounded in biblical truth, these groups help bring clarity, accountability, and lasting hope for those who are ready for change.
And when deeper personal guidance is needed, one-on-one coaching and counseling are available, walking with you every step of the way. Here, lives are renewed, stories are rewritten, and hope is restored. You're not alone. You're not judged. You're welcomed into a community that believes God is still at work in your story. Take the next step toward healing. Join a New Life Recovery group today, online or in person. Visit newlife.com/groups or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find healing, find community, find new life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
New Life Live is back. We started as a radio show and then internet, podcasts, YouTube, so much more. We're even on TikTok now, so check us out there. You can find us at New Life Ministries. 1-800-229-3000 is our number. We're in the studio for the next hour to talk about whatever you want to talk about, maybe people-pleasing or so much more. We're going to go to the phones right now. Here is Alexis listening to us in Annapolis on WAVA. Welcome, Alexis, to New Life Live. How can we help you?
Hi. So I just wanted to get some, like, an opinion on how I should navigate through my situation. So I was married in October of 2023. Prior to that, late August, early September, I found out my now husband was cheating on me, and he ended up getting the other woman pregnant. So just because of, you know, the close time frame to the wedding, and the amount of money that was already invested into the wedding, I was embarrassed and obviously hurt by it. So I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell my parents. I continued on with the wedding. And to today present, sometimes, you know, we have like really good, strong moments where we're good. Other times, things are questionable. When I go to him and ask about it, it's usually deflected. So I just need, like, I wonder how I should just, how am I able to move forward?
All right, Mark?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Are you, and when you say it's deflected, Alexis, tell us a little bit more about that.
You know, he'll try to deny everything. Like, certain things is questionable. So, like, if I see him following someone on Instagram or liking other female stuff, I'll be like, hey, what's this about? Or certain things I just find on his phone, like websites or, like, just small things. It may seem small to other people, but just because of the trauma that caused me, to me, it's not that small. So it's just like certain links, certain people he may talk to, just like different women, how he associates himself with them. You know, it's kind of like it raises an eyebrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's small at all. I'm so sorry this has happened to you. Whenever there's a breach of trust, especially an affair, trust needs to be built back again. And so when you say about how do I move forward, well, you can only move forward with clarity, honesty, and partnership. And whenever there's a breach of trust like this, there needs to be not just the period, but you start where the other person then gives you a full disclosure of what happened and why they think that that happened, and then what their recovery efforts are going to be to dealing with why they acted out in that way, and then also helping you feel safe. I know that you kept a lot of this in and you didn't tell people, but have you done any betrayal recovery work?
No.
Okay. So that's where you need to stop, because otherwise you are going to notice these triggers and they'll just continue on. You know, if he cheated on you 2 months before the wedding and then got someone pregnant, that's a pretty big deal. And he needs to address that and address the impact of that with you. Now, this child that occurred from this relationship? Does he have custody? Is there visitation? What is happening?
No. He said he wants to keep everything, like, he doesn't want anything to do with the situation. I know he does pay daycare fees.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tried asking him, you know, honestly, it's an honest child. It's an innocent child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could bear to stomach seeing the child, just because for me, that's going to be a reminder of, you know, what took place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against the child. I don't mind if he goes and does what he's supposed to do. But it's just Alexis. Going to be hurtful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis, this has blown up your life, hasn't it?
A lot.
Mm. Yeah. You were planning to spend the rest of your life with your husband, sharing your dreams together. And 2 months before the big day, how did you find out?
She had messaged me. This was the weekend. So I had my bridal shower that Saturday. That Monday, I got messages and screenshots from her saying that this is his child, and she wanted to come forward because she found out about the wedding through a mutual friend of theirs. So, you know, all of this was just coming through on my phone. I was taking a nap, so when I woke up, this is what I saw. So, you know, it was just like a slap
the
in
worst
the
nightmare.
I was just bombarded.
Yeah, right. Okay, so Alexis, I'm glad you called today. I'm so sorry that you've been holding this for almost 3 years now, and you're going to need somebody to help you walk through this. We've got some incredible counselors in that area. We've helped so many women deal with betrayal trauma because this isn't what you asked for, and now you've got this unknown, and for your husband to now say, I want to keep everything separate, well, buddy, you probably should have done that 2 months before the wedding. Like, this is now not the time to be separate. You deserve to know everything, and he needs to get some help with this. Like, I would recommend that he go. I mean, like, I've got all the recommendations now. I'm fired up for you, Alexis, because I know I've heard too many stories similar to yours. Now, there is hope. I don't know what that looks like, but I do know that help is going to be your next step. And we'll get you connected. I would love for you to attend our Restore Intensive, which is going to be in November, right there in D.C. And we've helped so many women understand what betrayal trauma does to you and how to move forward in your walk, in your journey. And, Alexis, you're not alone. I'm so glad that you called. But hang on, and we will get you connected to the next step in your journey. This is not over. It's just beginning.
Yeah, and Alexis, you need to move forward with reality, too, because he can't tuck this away. There's still a lot of minefields left in this because, you know, this child is only 2 years old. How do we know what's going to happen as this child gets into his or her teenage years and if that they want to reach out? Because, again, they're just an innocent child and they want to know who their father is. Who knows if he's going to want to be more involved? So I think it's unrealistic to think, like, well, this will just get tucked away over here and then we'll deal with it, because this is a lifelong thing that is going to impact you. So it's going to start with that betrayal recovery work that he needs to do.
Mark, there is Every Man's Battle July 10th in Washington, D.C. So that would be another thing that he needs to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's also the Intimacy and Marriage Intensive that the two of you can attend. And we're doing another webinar, too, on betrayal, aren't we, Becky? I know it's a new one that we're doing.
Yes, but I don't know it off the top of my head. And I think Alexis is needing some intensive work. She needs a therapist. They need some help along this journey because she's been carrying it alone too long. And so many women do that. They just they suffer in silence. They accept what he's saying is okay, and it's not okay.
Yeah.
There's a better way, and we can help.
and there is no need to suffer in silence. We can help you here at New Life Ministries. You can give us a call here in the studio. We're going to be here for another hour. So reach out, 1-800-229-3000. It might be difficult to make that call, but it'll be worth it. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.